You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574. Now, stay tuned for today's message.
Well, good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Pastor David Ewers with Maranatha, Church of Worship, the Word and Healing. And I'm excited this Monday. In the new year, we have an opportunity to greet you. I hope you guys had a great New Year's Eve and a great Christmas, as we are looking forward to some new and some fresh things in this 2020. I'm going to have to get used to saying that. But I just want to greet you and just want to say that, first of all, I'm so thankful to be in a position where we could come on the air, and we just want to just greet our listening audience and just let you know that we appreciate you, that you've been listening and been listening to messages that have been inspiring to you. I've heard some, you know, feedback from some of the people that it's been inspiring, and the messages that can help you grow in your faith and kind of know how to walk in the things that God has for us. So I definitely want to just say thank you so much for listening in. Just a little bit also about our ministry, for those that are looking for a ministry. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. Out of our home, and at 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we have our men's character building session, where we have a chance to pour into men and to build their character and integrity and to help them walk in the things that God has them walk into, along with... And then we're trying to establish also, you know, women's ministry, along with other things that we have to offer. Now, I want you actually to go on our website. It's Maranatha Inter. I know it's a long word. We've actually been thinking about reducing it, so it'll be very easy just to, you know, remember the word. But it's Maranatha, MaranathaInter.org. And you could just look at our, you know, mission, vision, and purpose in this, kind of learn about, you know, who we are. And we just want to be a blessing to the community. And I believe that you have been blessed as you've been listening to this broadcast. Also, what we have been doing is that we have established a YouTube channel where we have placed all our messages from Sunday morning, where you can actually access it and look at some of the messages and have a chance to listen to it in its entirety. And I believe that you will be greatly blessed as you listen in. All right. So also, I just wanted to update you because the beginning of the year, I know this is a new year, and for us, we've been saying that this is a year of kingdom vision. That's our theme for the year. to see things from God's perspective. I'm going to share in a little bit about, you know, some of the things that we have done prior to the beginning of the new year. But I also want to kind of give you an update of some of the decisions that we have made. Sometimes you have to make tough decisions in order to move forward. Sometimes you have to take a step backwards. What we have decided to do is to possibly come off the air for 2 to 3 months. As you know, we are still in the process of purchasing our own building. That's the reason why I had mentioned it just about every time that I come on the air, because I believe that that's important to get established from that standpoint. And that's where you come in. I know I have probably mentioned it numerous times. And, you know, those that know me, I'm not necessarily a money person. But I believe that when there is a need, sometimes you have to ask. You said you ask and you receive. And I believe those people are in a position that they could bless this ministry. I know this ministry has been a blessing to the community, blessing to your family, blessing to the listeners that have been listening. And it's a way of you partnershipping with this ministry, because I believe that quality word is going forth, quality teaching is going forth, and I believe that you continue want to hear, you know, quality teaching. But we wanted to actually kind of focus our efforts on obtaining the building, so we had a chance to kind of speak with the beautiful staff at WCNO and just kind of let them know, you know, what our decision is to possibly come off the air for, not possible, but we will be coming off the air for 3 months and then getting reestablished. And they were so gracious enough to agree with that. So this is where you come in, because there may be someone out there that say, hey, I can come alongside of the ministry and just maybe sow $50 or $20 or, you know, whatever it is, it all adds up. So that particular aspect of the finances, we don't have to kind of worry about that. All right, so let me give you my number again. It's 561-383-6574. Or you could maybe touch base with the radio station and let them know that you are calling in reference to Maranatha and you'd love to be a part of, you know, being a blessing to this ministry. All right, so unfortunately, I have to kind of give you that news, but I believe it's for the good. It's for the good. So I believe that this year, what we did this year as a ministry, what we focused and we concluded, I believe the Lord is saying for this ministry, it's going to be a year of kingdom vision, a year of kingdom vision. And we have, I believe the Lord has impressed on us that we need to see more clearly from God's perspective. And I just want to share a little bit about it. I know in the past we've been talking about, you know, prayer and how to pray, and we just came out of, you know, a session talking about the significance of praise and prayer, which I believe was a very powerful session. But I wanted to just kind of talk a little bit about some of the things that we did prior to 2020. The Lord impressed on me that he wanted me to anoint the feet of all the members in Maranatha, because he wanted us to have anointed feet to walk into before we step, before 2020 was here. We would step into 2020 with accuracy, step into 2020 with a purpose. And when our feet are anointed, it's knowing that God has ordered our steps. So I just want to share a little bit about that message, because that message really kind of brought some things home as far as, like, maybe something that you want to do is to basically just allow the Lord to someone to anoint your feet so your steps will be intentional. And just a little bit, some of the things that we talked about concerning anointed feet. We defined the word feet. Comes from a Greek word, regel, which means to step or be able or to join or journey or time. And we know how feet symbolizes, you know, the carrying of the gospel. I believe it's in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. It says, "How beautiful are the feet that bring the good news." And if you look closely, you know, men like David Jeremiah that comes on prior to us, you look at their feet are very beautiful because they are literally carrying and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ along with other faithful servants that come on this broadcast. So when you look at feet, it speaks of someone carrying the gospel or carrying the good news. When I come over the ear, what am I doing? I'm bringing good news, announcing good news from the kingdom of God. It also proclaims peace. That word peace comes the word shalom, which means there's nothing missing, there's nothing broken. It speaks of health, prosperity. So when it proclaims peace, it also proclaims salvation, deliverance, victory. So the feet are very beautiful. And I believe that God is saying that in 2020, he wants our feet to be anointed so we can walk in kingdom vision. Now, some of the things that we also talked about is the fact that, you know, for instance, you know, we're very familiar with the putting on of the armor of God, you know, where you have the breastplate of righteousness, you have the shield of faith, you have the helmet, you have the sword, which is the word of God. And a lot of times when we look at that, it's actually mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 15. It says, put on the whole armor of God. Well, one of those armor is actually the shoes. It says, put on shoes on your feet, having put on the readiness to giving the gospel of peace. And we shared a little bit about the anointed feet, you know, having the readiness to walk and to move in that direction that God wants us to walk in. Now, when we look at this feet, it's important to understand that feet represents so many different things in the Word of God. Like, for instance, it represents our walk. Like in John 13, verses 7, it says, if I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me. That was Jesus now talking to the disciples as they were washing the feet of the disciples, and I believe it was Peter said, you don't have to wash my feet, and Jesus said, hey, I have to wash your feet, or else you have no part in me. So feet speaks of the purity of walk. Like, for instance, also in Psalms 24, it talks about who shall stand in this holy place, and, you know, he that has clean hands, a pure heart, but also you have to have clean feet. And we see that depicted also in the tabernacle. Before you can just walk and just nonchalantly just walk into the holies of holies, you have to start off in the outer court. And in the outer court, there's a wash basin where the priests would actually have to wash their feet before they actually step foot in the place and moving towards the holiest of holies. So we see here that our feet speaks of the purity of walk. You know, let me turn that question to you. How is your walk? Is your walk pure? Is it sincere with God? Is it a walk that is pleasing to the Lord, or is walking contrary to what God wants us to walk? So it's important that we have clean feet. You know, clean feet. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7. It says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by what? Yes. We walk by faith and not by sight. So therefore, we see that our feet speaks of obedience. Obedience. We see that Abraham, when God told him to get up early and to go and sacrifice his son, he got up early in the morning, and he used his feet and walked towards the place where God wanted him to walk. So in 2020, God wants our walk to be consistent with where he wants us to walk. Imagine if your feet are anointed. What does that look like? That means that you're walking in the places where you should be walking. You're meeting the people that you should meet. Your every step is intentional, and I believe as you know, this year has started, I can already see that having anointed feet has already started to work on my behalf. It's amazing the amount of people that I've met in this short period of time, even concerning the business that I have, and coming in contact with people that had contracts and so forth. So your walk is very important. So your walk speaks of purity. I just want to gather my thoughts here. Your walk speaks of obedience. If God tells you to do something, will you do it? Is my walk obedient? We gave the scripture of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight, not the circumstances, but what God said. So your faith, your feet speaks of purity, your faith, your feet speaks of your obedience, but your feet also speaks of humility. You remember this woman by the name of Mary? Where does she position herself? You're right. She positioned herself at the feet of Jesus. In other words, she got low. She humbled herself. And a lot of times, the reason why we don't achieve certain things in the kingdom is because we're walking too high. It's about me, myself, and I. Look at me. Look at me. Look what I did. Look at my statue. Look at my plaque. Look at my, you know, and you're bringing the attention to yourself. Now God says, no, no, I want you to get as low as possible. And that's what Mary did. She got as low as possible, and she positioned herself at the feet of Jesus. Yes, her sister was in the kitchen preparing stuff and looked over at Mary and says, why don't you come and help me? Don't you see that work that needs to be done? So there's a balance. There's a balance to it. But we see here that through her humility, she positioned herself, and she got low, and she positioned herself at the feet of Jesus. When you position yourself at the feet of Jesus and saying, God, it's not about me, it's all about you, what happens is that you hear the voice of Jesus more clearly. In other words, what happened? You're getting revelation. You're getting insight. It's one thing to read the Word of God and to hear the Word of God, but it's another thing to hear revelation and saying, God now pulls the Word off the pages and now it becomes relevant to you. All right? So your feet speaks of purity. Your feet speaks of obedience. Your feet speaks of humility. But also, when we have anointed feet, your feet speaks of blessing. Blessing. Now, you remember one of my favorite scriptures, along with others, is Psalms chapter 1. Chapter 1. Because it tells you right off the bat, you know, the blessed man. It starts out by saying, blessed is the man who does what? Who walks not. You see that? It talks about feet. Who walks not in the counsel of the godly, on the ungodly, meaning that he's not getting counsel from the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, see, his feet, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but catch this now, but his delight. I looked up this word delight, and I just wanted to kind of find a little bit more information about what this word delight means. It comes from the word chepheth, C-H-E-P-H-E-T-S. It means pleasure. It means a valuable thing. The root word of that, it means to incline to. So guess what? The person that inclines to the Word of God, delights himself in the law of God. I believe it was Job that says, I esteem his word more than necessary food. And we look at, for instance, Psalms 119, and that whole chapter is dedicated to the Word of God. Also in Psalms 19, it talks about the word being sure, being pure, being absolute. So this person, he takes delight in the law of the Lord. This person, he has anointed feet. He says, hey, I delight in God's word. I delight in what he has to say to me. There's another scripture that says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every words that proceed out of the mouth of God. Let me just pause for a second. Why don't you use this year and say, I am going to dedicate myself to reading the word. Number one, I'm going to dedicate myself to meditating on the word. What do you mean by that, Pastor? What I mean by meditating on the word is mean that you slow down and you now concentrate your efforts on maybe one verse. And you think about that one verse. Now you flip it back over and you put it in your own words. And now you say it under your breath. You say it out loud. You say it to the point where your ears can hear it. You now begin to start throughout the whole day. You carry that one verse with you until it becomes a part of you and it cannot be separated from you. All right? The Lord, for instance, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, man, the Lord is my shepherd. That means, wow, that means he takes care of me. That means I don't have to worry at night. The Lord is my shepherd. And throughout the whole day, you're thinking about that one verse. And what happens is that it becomes a part of your spirit. That's what I mean by meditating in the Word of God. I believe he did the same thing with Joshua when he was getting ready to lead that vast army. He said, listen, Joshua, sit down for a second. This book, this law, this Torah that you have before you, I want you to meditate in this. Because this, if you meditate in this, this is going to give you good success. You're going to make your way successful, and the blessing is going to give you the victory to conquer the Ai and the Jerichos and every person that you come in contact with. So we see here that it's very important that we what? Meditate on the Word of God. Sometimes, you know, it's good to read a whole chapter or whatever it is, but also it's good to extract that one verse and take that one verse when you go to Publix, when you're at the cubicle, or you're in your car, you're thinking about it. When you're walking the dog, you're thinking about that one scripture until it becomes a part of you, and then you incorporate it into your prayer. Now let's go back to Psalms 1. Kind of got distracted for a second there. I believe that was for someone. Now in verse 3 it says, he shall be like a tree. Who? The person's walk. The person who is delighting in the law of the Lord. He says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Well, now, you know, I have a vivid imagination here. I just imagine that this tree is just positioned right beside the banks of a brook. Over a pond. And if you look under, the roots are engaged and always engage with the water, always getting the sustenance, always getting the refreshing. So therefore, the tree is never dry. The tree is never deficient of resources. He's always relevant. So we see here, that's the idea. It says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season, whose leaf, there you go, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does prospers. I know sometimes we try to just gloss over that. The word says whatsoever he does will prosper. Well, the word says what it says, and it means what it says. That means that person lives a lifestyle while he goes through life prospering in everything that he does. Even when he's in a situation where it doesn't seem like it's favorable, he's still prospering. Okay? Well, I'm just going to give you a little snippet of some of the things that we talked about. And I know that I'm looking forward to, you know, possibly coming back on the air in about 3 months. I believe that there's someone out there that has the ability to say, hey, Pastor, I hear your voice. I hear your concern there, but also I know that you're a person of vision. I want to come alongside of you. I want a partnership with you. I want to maybe underwrite this slot that you have, or maybe expand from 30 minutes to an hour. Whatever the Lord leads to you, just be obedient to it. But I believe, let me give out the number again, it's 561-383-6574. Again, 561-383-6574. And also, you could actually go on. You could go on our website and just find out some more information about our ministry. It's definitely been a pleasure, you know, talking and just having the audience. But also, it would be good to get some feedback. Maybe call the radio station and say, hey, that ministry, Maranatha, has been a blessing to me. I just wanted to just let you know that it has been a blessing, or maybe email me. Let me give you my email. I'm not sure if I'm treading on water here, but I'm going to go ahead and give it. My email is jaz07min@yahoo.com. Shoot us an email, and also call us at 561-383-6574. And I'm looking forward to possibly coming back on the air in about 2 to 3 months. But in the meantime, I will be praying for this radio station. I'll be praying for the community. Also, keep us engaged. You can get updates from our website. Let me give it again. I know it's a long name, Maranatha, Maranatha, inter.org. inter.org. So call us, 561-383-6574. But in the meantime, we're just, like I said before, we're going to be focusing our efforts and, you know, getting our own building. And once we get that established, then we could progress in what I believe that God says, that this is a year of kingdom vision, where we see things from God's perspective, that when God opens our eyes and we see things the way God sees things. Let me just go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for this radio broadcast, WCNO. I pray for the staff. I pray, Father God, for your favor over them. I pray, Father God, that your grace, Father God, great grace, Lord God, will just be in abundance. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Father God, for every person that's been listening, bless their families. May you continue, Lord God, just to show them from your perspective what you have for them in this year 2020. Father God, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify your holy name just for who you are. You're such a wonderful God. You're such a beautiful God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We know, Lord God, that our steps are literally ordered by you, Father God, and you always keep us in a place where we should be. Father God, we thank you. We speak blessings. We also speak healing over those people, may that be maybe in a hospital or maybe going through some situations right now. You said, by God, I shall supply all my needs. But also you said, you sent your word and you healed and you deliver us from all the destructions. We praise you, and we thank God for this word. So, again, I say thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to coming back on the air and just to sharing some time and just sharing some message with you. May God bless you is my prayer.
Praise, it's your prayer in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you.
Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574.